Welcome to this week's Leader's Guide for the Winter Quarter of Life Groups. This resource is provided to help you prepare and effectively lead your group. For your convenience, you can also download a written version of this guide under Leader Tools at northcoastchurch.com/groups. So let's join Pastor Dave Enns now as he introduces this week's material.
Greetings, leaders, and welcome to the Winter Quarter of 2019. Hope you had just a fantastic holiday time celebrating Jesus' birth and looking in to the new year and getting some time with family and friends. We are pumped about our new quarter as we are getting ready to launch here. And again, I hope you're excited about adding any new people to your group and or continuing on with your group. And if you are a new leader, I welcome you to the team. We're so excited about what God's going to do. Now, you may wonder, okay, hey, what's it going to be like? What's going on? Well, I can't tell you everything, but here's what I can tell you and why every time I go back to my group, even though I know my people, that God's at work. No matter what I think, no matter how people are responding, whatever's going on, that He's at work in people's lives, wanting to grow them, wanting to connect them, wanting to reconcile to Him. To bring that good news is what we heard this weekend. Now, before we jump into all the homework helps, again, it's such a unique first night. Potluck is a great night to connect or day whenever you guys are meeting and how your group is meeting. But a couple of quick things. By now, your people should be contacted. They should know what's going on. We wrapped up official signups this last Sunday. We do add people these next couple weeks. Of course, we won't suddenly just throw them on you. We'll let you know and make sure it's a good fit or works for your group. But again, we want to do all we can to get people in there, and we do that these first couple weeks. And again, this first night is all about reconnecting, rekindling, and bringing in any new people and hearing what they're thinking about how they want to see God work and what they want out of your group time and launching forward from there. So that's why, again, the life group questions are abbreviated this first week. And again, we know most of the time, many times, you don't even get into talking majorly about the sermon, though you may want to do this week as we're launching this Mark study. But what you want to make sure is that you have time at the end to ask people, what do you want out of your group time? And we'll go over that in just a little bit, as you'll see those are some of the final questions in the life group guide. But what do they want to get out of the group? And then began to also say, here's how we can. And going over that covenant together and gives you a chance to really reset your group or begin to set your group for the first time in the direction you want to go. So number one, there's three essential parts: welcome, mingle, and talk while you eat. You want to be ready for when everybody's coming in. If you've got any new people, make sure you've got name tags written out so when the new people show up, they've got their name on them and you've got your name on yourself and the rest of the group so they know what's going on. Such an important piece of that. And so you want to welcome, mingle while you eat. So as you're sitting around together, you'll be having a great time. And then you move into that next section. That second key piece is knowing the uniqueness of your first group discussion. And again, you want to have fun with this. And this is where you can look into your leader's guide there. And we've got four questions that you can hit to getting to know each other and getting people to connect. Now, if you've got new people, I suggest you adding, if you haven't talked about this while you've been eating together, there's a couple other key questions to add. And again, you can see them in your leader's guide. And they're just super simple stuff like, hey, how long have you been attending North Coast? How long have you been in life groups? And could be occupation or kids, stage of life, whatever it is. But again, that's that whole idea of people getting to know each other and reconnecting. And again, that may happen automatically while you're eating together. But if not, you want to start it out that way so people know, kind of have a feel for, okay, who's in the room and what's going on. Because again, that new person, they may look like they're really excited about what's going on, and the chances they are, but they also might be completely stressed or freaked out, is this even going to work? And the other could be too, is they may not look like they're excited, but they really are. That's just how they're coming across in the beginning. So again, you want to really set that tone. So again, we got four questions there, leaders. You're not going to have time, chances are, to go over all of these. And here it is. The first one's, at times we all need a place to chill out and relax. Where is the most relaxing place for you to be? So super simple question, a great one to have everyone answer. Next question, we all have a variety of highlights and memories from our elementary school years. What was your favorite or craziest teacher in elementary school? So again, a fun question, have everybody share that. Of course, you want to ask the question, well, why were they? And you'll have some interesting questions, responses there. And then you get into the third and the fourth one here, and this begins to focus the group again. Is this, hey, as we start 2019, what are one or two things you're looking forward to in the new year? Now, you may want to use this, and at this question, you may want to transition all the way in to the last section that we have on looking forward, and skipping actually, we don't call them digging deeper this week. We're calling where did your Jesus story start, which obviously ties in with the sermon. But you may want to just segue right into that next section and say, asking, hey, what are you hoping to get out of life group this quarter? You're gonna you need to decide that, leaders, and how your group's flowing in the time. But that's a question you want to hear from everybody. Hey, what are you looking forward to? And then what are you hoping to get out of group time this next quarter? And then you can also ask that. Next question there in that section, is there any specific thing you want to focus on in your life to point others towards Jesus? And again, we'll explain that a little bit more. But you can see that begins to set the focus for your group going forward, and then you would transition in the covenant. Oh, and then there's the fourth question there also. Is looking back at your notes from this week's teaching, was there anything you heard for the first time or that caught your attention or challenged or confused you? And as you know, leaders, this is a question we have every week because there's no way we can write enough questions on all the issues that come up. So again, you may want to dive into that one. It depends on how much time you have. And again, I think this Mark study is going to bring up as we have that read the Mark challenge. And so, in fact, this might be the point that you want to do that. And the challenge that we had was read all of Mark in one sitting. So that can be done. Reading it, but there's also audio options, and you can see a couple resources that we have there. And then also the other option would be to read a chapter a day, and that would mean in a month you would read through the book twice. And so again, kind of a whole different thing. And one of the things you might say is, people, oh, I'm not a reader, and go, we get that, and we're not saying you're better because you become a reader, but sometimes it's nice to try something that we don't normally do. And again, we want to be careful of the that are truly non-readers, and not pressuring them, because for the majority of history, very few people had the ability to read. And we know a lot of spirituality and spiritual maturity and growth can come from audible and from listening. And so again, we've got some resources there on how you can listen to the Bible audibly also. Okay, well, we move into that next section, and it's called Where Did Your Jesus Story Start? And again, that tying in with the sermon and where we were headed with that. And so this next question is actually kind of like a my story question also, but wanted to fit it here and here. And it says, whether you've been following Jesus for a long time or are still in the process of making that decision, we can all point to at least a general time when we first heard the story of Jesus. Jot down as much as you can remember about who, when, and where you first heard this story. So obviously we're being sensitive to anyone that is not a follower of Jesus, because all are welcome in groups, and we know there is plenty of people that don't know Jesus that are in our groups, but they're on that in that pursuit and thinking about where that's going to head. So this question is not asking when you made that decision, but when's the first time you really began to hear about who Jesus is. Now, the majority of people are probably going to say in their home, and they're also going to say, I don't remember. And so we're not looking necessarily for specifics, but some people are going to have very much specifics. I know my answer is, hey, man, I grew up hearing about Jesus the day I was born, going to church the week number two. And so I heard the stories of Jesus over and over again. Again, you're going to have a variety of answers, and it's kind of a fun way to dive into this and talk about it. An additional question you could ask there is, hey, what was your first reaction to that? And me was, as well as just taking it in, just checking it out. But here's another question you could add. If you've made a commitment to Jesus, when and how did he become more than a story or name to becoming the good news that he saved you and that you're committed to follow him? So you want to be sensitive, leaders. Again, if you don't know your people, that could be a frightening question for some people. But again, if you've kind of the group seems to be comfortable, if you've got some new people, you can go there. Obviously, if your group has been together for a while, you're going to know if everyone's a believer or not. But again, one of the key points, and again, what Chris is making there is, what does it really mean to be a fully committed follower of Jesus? And so another question you could ask is, hey, how do you deal with that? Of saying the prayer and then, yeah, I'm fully committed. And so I'm not just signing up to get a better deal in life day to day, but I'm truly saved from the sin in my life. So again, if you know your group well, you could totally go there, but be sensitive if they're not there. Then there's this question too, is there, we are given a great opportunity to live out the good news and point others toward Jesus. How the following verses help us know what this looks like. You've got four passages of scripture there. I'm not going to take time to do that, but this really, again, if you have time, these passages, again, you've seen these, we've looked at these, but these really set up a picture of things that our life lived out will help represent, but also give reason for who Jesus is and what it means to follow him. So again, you can check that out, and that will set up in that next section. Okay, well, now we move into the looking ahead section, where again, it's like, what do you want out of group? And here's the question, is one of the key reasons we meet in life groups every week is to gain the encouragement and support we each need to keep our focus on Jesus. Before you go over the covenant in your group, take a moment and write down your responses to the two questions below. First question is, what are you looking forward to in your life group this quarter, which I mentioned earlier? And again, that's something you want to hear from everyone. And then the second question is there any specific you want to focus on in your life to point others towards Jesus? And again, that's taking us back to the message that we heard that Chris gave us. And again, kind of, well, what does that look like? How do you flesh that out? What does that really mean to point others towards Jesus? Not just a good life, but a life full of God changing you from the inside out. So you could refer back to those verses that are up there in that passage, because those would be key identifiers of like, hey, this is doing these things will help point people to Jesus. And so you can talk about that and look at some specifics. Again, everyone may not have an answer. You may not be ready to go there on this first night, but it's, if you feel comfortable and it fits for your group, you could set that up. And that really could be kind of a prayer piece for the rest of the quarter. Now, here's the key. Again, you may not want to spend all your time there, because one of the keys, though, is still to go over that covenant piece with your group. So once everybody's shared what they want to get out of the group, here's a way you can transition. And I've got this written as a verbatim right on your leader's guide if you want to read this, leaders, if you're not quite sure how to make it flow. It says, hey, it's great to hear what each one of you have said about what you want out of our time in the group. One of the great benefits of being in a life group is the opportunity to have help from others as we seek to be strategic and intentional about our spiritual growth. The life group covenant is designed to serve as an intentional guideline to help us make the most of our time together. So then at that point, you pass out the covenants and read those over with everyone. And you go, hey, where are they? Well, we mailed them to all of you, so you should have them. And if you don't have it, you can easily print them off. Just go online under Leader Tools, and it's pretty plain right there. Again, you can call us at the church, and if you're like, wait, I can't print them off, my printer doesn't work, we'll reprint them for you. That's not a problem, but you gotta let us know pretty quick if that's the case. All right, so let me take you over the leader's guide to give you an example of how to do that. And again, my group's been meeting for years and years, and we go over this every time. Now, there has been a time when we were having so much fun and totally connecting in all that's good, and actually even talk about taking prayer requests, but we didn't have time to go over it. Or we were missing a few more people than normal, but we knew they were gonna all be there the next week. So then I would go over the covenant the following week, but really encourage you to do it that first night, because that gives you a chance to really focus your group and then just get with it that next week. So again, I pass them out. We've got the share, study, and support. I just read through those. And again, we wanna share with what's going on in our lives. We want to dig into God's Word. Make sure you set that time aside. And here's what I say is it's important to do it ahead of time so you don't just borrow everybody's answers. So you've actually put thought to that and to those things that are said. It's time with God's Word. God's Word is alive and well. It's making an impact. And again, we heard that so vividly from Chris this weekend. Support. We want to support each other. We're here to share. We can only care for you if you open up, but also know that we want to be able to help each other. And then we want to serve. We want to be as followers of Jesus. We are committed to serve because that is how people will know who we are. That's what Jesus came to do. Jesus did not come to show us how sinful we are. He came to reconcile us because of how sinful we are. And so often we get focused on that judgment piece. And yeah, there is, but that's not, Jesus' message is reconciliation. So again, living that out. Then there's the five marks of a healthy group. And this is, again, a key way to focus in and address issues of any dominators, or again, just your group doesn't seem like you're really hearing from each other, because hearing from each other is one of the key things. Because leaders, here is the number one thing that you want to be able to accomplish that's going to make your group be effective: hearing from everyone every week and keeping God's Word at the center. And you, how do I do that? Well, that's what the covenant's all part of here. So first of all, we want to make spiritual growth our number one priority. Tangents are okay, and we can talk about all kinds of stuff. In fact, relationships, we want to connect in relationships there. But as a leader, I want to focus us back if we're off on tangents. Number two is we want to accept one another. We all have differences. There's differences in parenting, different in music, different in politics. That's why we say absolutely no politics in groups. All kinds of different preferences that we have, and those are okay. We need to accept each other. Then we want to take care of one another. When a crisis happens, we're there to help, support, pray for one another, encourage, listening to each other, and then, you know, offering meals if there's some kind of need in that way. And then number four is, and this is where I really focus in on, is we is treat each other with respect. In other words, listening to one another. If one person's talking, let's all listen. There's nothing worse than two conversations going on. And I have fun with this one, and I tell my group, I go, hey guys, I know none of us ever want to do that. None of us want to ever cut someone off or not pay attention. But we also never know, even if we know each other well, when someone is doing all they can to muster up the courage to share something that a hurt, a confession, whatever it is, we don't know at that moment. And they may be looking for an excuse to keep them from doing it. And people not listening can be one of those. So we want to make sure we pay attention there. Our goal is to listen and not give advice. Your group is not created to be an advice station. Advice can be given when asked, but not before that. It's a support station to come alongside, and someone shares a prayer request and you're like, wow, let's pray for you. Not, hey, what kind of counseling have you gotten on that? And hey, here's what you need to do, and the list goes on. Now, again, of course, if they say, what do you guys think? Well, then you're all in on the advice. But again, you want to be careful at to what point you do that. And you also want to be careful of the gift of gab, also known as a dominator. And you say that to the group. Okay, you know, we want to hear from everybody every week. So if one of you talk more or talk too long, we're not going to hear from everyone. So if we're going to get off task, I might need to help us with that. And at that point, I go, you guys with me on that? And they always are, because your group wants to hear from everyone. It's one of those keys to respect. Next one is be careful of gossip prayers. For example, hey, we need to pray for this person because they blah, blah, blah. And again, we can pray for having difficulty with a boss or someone. But again, we want to be careful of those, any kind of gossip. Well, gossip being the name of prayer. Oh, I'm just praying for him, so I'm helping. Well, it's true. Hey, what gossip is, it can be true or false. But what gossip is when it doesn't help the situation, it demeans. And so a key piece there. In fact, if there is gossip happening, and I don't go, oh, you're a gossiper. I just say, hey, wait a minute, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable with that. And they go, well, why? I feel like that might be gossip. What do you guys think? And then so I'm even not laying in judgment. It's more being able to process in what that looks like and help us all communicate healthy. You know, gossip is right in line in the same list with liars, and immorality. And so it's a big deal. And so it's one of those subtle sins that so often we don't deal with. So you want to make sure that's there. Another one is no put downs. Just be careful of sarcasm in that. Again, if you're really good friends, you can do that. But new people, especially, you need to be really careful there. And then also, you know, we never promise confidentiality, but, you know, what's said in the group stays here. Again, if there's an issue that we need to get counsel on, or it's going to be harmful to yourself or someone else, we're going to need to get some extra counsel and help on that. So we're not prompt, but again, we want to know that, you know, we're not, if people are sharing personal things that you're just telling everybody at the office, that has no means of helping the situation. So one of those key things. And then keep our commitments to the group. If you can't make it, you got to let us know, because something's going on and your presence is super important. And again, go on the back and, you know, hey, when we're going to show up, I tell our people, hey, be there by 7:10. We do our dessert and stuff in the beginning. We pray at the end. We try to be done by 8:30. Gives us a half an hour to pray and connect. Sometimes that's longer. Sometimes it's shorter, but really focusing on that. Our groups are for adults. We hit on that. Again, with kids in the other room, you never know what's going to be going on. Again, it might be hosts are fine to have kids or nursing moms. Key reminder there. And then again, diving into God's Word. Set some time aside to do that. We want to be able to pray for one another. Again, this night, if you've got any new people, you don't want to spend a long time in prayer, because that could be intimidating, and we'll go over that next week. And then again, homework and attendance. We've kind of set that up already. But again, you tell your group, hey, you guys with me? And again, they're going to be with you. Again, setting up desserts, sharing that load, social and service projects. We'd like every group to do over a year's time to do 1 to 2 service projects. Again, you can do more, but also doing a social. And again, if you've got new people in a group, it's important to do that. The earlier, the better. That really helps mingle. So again, you're saying to your group, okay, you guys are with me. And then at that point, you can go into a time of prayer. If you have no people, if you do have new people, I just have the host pray and close your time off. And then you move to that last part of the meeting that's so important, is know that your dessert conversations are just as important as your meeting discussions, that you get into that time and you're connecting with people. You're not just hanging out with those that you're closer to, which is completely normal that you have those people, but that you as a leader are reaching out and moving towards those people that you wouldn't naturally gravitate to. So leaders, also, if you have a returning group and you've noticed that people are not, haven't been listening as well, haven't been digging into their questions, their group questions ahead of time, this is a chance to say, hey, we need to do this. This helps us focus. And I think most people are going to respond to that challenge, or you process with them why or why not that is not going to happen. So. Well, leaders, again, I just want to thank you for stepping up and taking the time to say, hey, I want to lead, I want to host, I want to take care, I want to use the abilities God has given me to be able to help our people connect here within this church, North Coast Church. And know that that is going to make a difference in people, and know that what you're doing is much appreciated. Well, leaders, I'm going to pray for you as you launch this quarter, and then off you'll go. Father God, thank you for these men and women. Thank you for who they are. Thank you how they have committed to following you. God, give them insight and wisdom and how to laugh with their people, how to ask them questions, how to come alongside, how to challenge, how to encourage. Give them extra energy when they need it, and extra good sleep when it is in deep need of that. And again, God, bring people to the group and prepare their hearts for how you want to speak, and use them to not just work in their lives, but to reach others for you and to grow them also. In your name, amen. Leaders, thanks again. Have a great first meeting.